You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Rays baseball today, Tuesday, March 3rd, with Bill Chastain, Rays reporter. Bill, thank you for the time. Rays wrapping up a six-game homestand Sunday. 3-3, they fell to the Blue Jays. Nonetheless, a solid start for Jake Odorizzi. The poor guy's still without a win this season, but his ERA in the low threes, and he's just had either no run support or just bad luck. But is it possible that behind Drew Smyly, he is the team's second-best starter right now, despite having no wins in six starts?
He's been more consistent, obviously, than any of the other guys other than Smyly. I think you're right to say Smiley's been the best. I would put him at two there.
And, Bill, another guy that's kind of been, in addition to Odorizzi, you mentioned Smyly, but he, too, despite the sparkling ERA, the record not reflective of that, the 2.60 ERA, the record just 1-3. And talking to guys like Smyly, can it kind of wear on them that they don't have the wins to reflect how well they're pitching? Or is a guy like Smyly kind of say, you know what, I do what I can do. I have no control over the W's and the L's after that.
Well, maybe behind the scenes they do, but in front of us it's pretty much, you know, they do what they can do, just like what you said. But boy, he sure has been good with little to show for it.
Absolutely. And Chris Archer is the guy that people still kind of identify as the ace of the staff. And he's had two very solid starts in a row after that very poor start to the season. And as you wrote, Bill, no coincidence that Kirk Casale, in these last two starts, where Archer has been much better, has been behind the plate for both those starts. Why do you think Kevin Cash is kind of hesitant right now to pull the trigger on a permanent pairing every fifth day between Archer and Casale?
I think it's still a matter of Archer likes throwing the conger as well, and he just feels like it's too early in the season to make that commitment. You know, and that's kind of the same sentiment he's had so far with some of the new hitters that are off the slow starts. You know, we're only a month into the season, and I know a lot of fans are upset about that, but that's the way they're looking at it.
And how much credit do you give Casale for helping Archer turn things around these last two starts?
Well, you know, you do the math. They looked pretty good, didn't they? So I can't say what his comfort level was, you know, what he's feeling, but he did say he felt good pitching to him, and the one game that he got the win in, he was told not to shake him off before the game, and he said he shaked him off, you know, maybe just a handful of times.
So Kirk Casale's been a difference maker for this Rays team, especially where Chris Archer is concerned. Bill, of course, we're in the first couple of days of May. April is in the book, so I want you to kind of give us the Rays MVP for the month of April and maybe one other guy that's been the most pleasant surprise for the team thus far.
Well, I think it's the same guy, although maybe not so much a surprise, but a surprise in the role he's been, and it's been Erasmo Ramirez, who has done everything they've asked. He comes in from the bullpen. He's had a spot start. He's got a very, you know, he's got a great ability to bounce back the next day. So I would say he's maybe the surprise and the most valuable player.
So he's filled a lot of roles and plugged a lot of holes for this Rays team in the first month plus of the 2016 season. And, Bill, just to wrap up here, as you noted recently, a lot of familiar faces are going to be in the opposing dugout beginning tonight when the Rays host the Dodgers at the Trop. Among them, Carl Crawford, J.P. Howell, and Scott Kazmir. And I think it's going to be a nice opportunity for the fans of the Rays to kind of say thank you to these guys that have played very integral roles in Rays history.
Yeah, they were all special players here, and obviously a very special GM in Andrew Friedman.
Absolutely. And, Bill, we know that you're short on time today, so we appreciate the time that you've given us. And that's Rays reporter Bill Chastain joining us. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Tampa Bay Rays.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.